Hi, that was the Killers on Radio 1. And all these things that I've done. Thank you, Nihal. As you can hear... Hello, I'm Scott. There is a fire alarm going off at the moment.
Genuinely, this isn't one of your little gags.
No, it's right above me now.
It's actually going off.
And there's a red flashing light. Is this just a test, or do you think we should leave?
I don't know.
Right, because we've got, like, a show to do, and this is probably quite off-putting, I would think, to listeners.
Isn't it a technical fault that a fire alarm goes off in the studio? Shouldn't there be a flashing light?
Yeah, there is a flashing light.
Well, surely then that should be enough.
Anyway, we're going to play Chris Brown and Forever and contemplate on what to do.
It's noisy in here, isn't it?
Yeah. Should we go or what? I don't know what to do. We'll find out whether it's a real fire or just a test. Chris Brown and Forever on Radio 1. Right, it was just a fire alarm test, which means now we're allowed to stay in, but everyone from Radio 1 would be stood outside the bookies across the road. And one of the security guards would be wearing like a high-vis jacket. And they have that strange karaoke machine they take with them.
Stay away from the building.
Sorry to everybody who is at work at the moment and thought it was their work fire alarm going off and ran out. It was just our test. It's fine. It's 4:12 on Radio 1.
There was one Friday night when the fire alarm went off at Radio 1 and everybody had to evacuate, and whoever the security guard in charge was had to put on the luminous jacket and do a recce of all the studios and the buildings to check nobody had been left in, because it wasn't a test, it was just a false alarm, but he had to check that the building was empty. And he came into the studio to find Westwood hiding under the desk with his hands on top of the desk still trying to work the faders because he didn't want to leave his show.
God, he's so brave,
isn't he? Yeah. Really, you know.